The American story is diverse. It's not told from one person's point of view or from one part of the country. And those who tell it don't sound the same or look the same, and they certainly have lived different experiences. The USA Today Network wants to celebrate that diversity with stories. Their storytelling series, I Am an American, is premiering tonight in Phoenix at Phoenix Theater, and it's also set to show in Nashville and Cincinnati. I spoke with Alexis Roan, a producer with USA Today's Network Storytellers Brand Studio, ahead of the event tonight.
Well, I'm an American is the live public-facing event that's a part of a larger initiative with USA Today Network, where we are challenging the narrative that what it means to be American is a homogenous view. We are aware, because we tell stories every day, that Americans come from a variety of different backgrounds and lived experiences, and we are featuring that in the paper as well as in these live events telling those stories.
Right, and so one of these events will be happening in Phoenix, and who can we expect to hear from?
Yes, we have five storytellers, and these are actually storytellers that have been featured in several of our nights before. So we call it a night of ringers, but more than that, they have amazing experiences that are very diverse and very funny and very intense. One of the tellers is, he's an Iraq veteran who was a Navy photographer during the Iraq War, went in at 19 and came home very different, needing some aid to get to sleep. And his sleep aid was a fifth of whiskey. So basically, it was his battle with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And so he takes us through that journey. And he's super funny with it, which is why we're so pleased to have him. It's a serious story, and he's fine. And he wants us to know the overarching American reality is that we work through it.
You're going to Phoenix, Cincinnati, and Nashville with this event.
Yes.
What motivated you to pick those?
All of them have a part of the American story. America's too broad and too big for us to decide that the only true American story is told from those who are in the Midwest. The Southwest has a narrative. The Midwest has a narrative. The East Coast has a narrative. The South has a narrative. So we wanted to tell those stories and represent those regions.
So what do you think the big deal is right now with storytelling? This is, it's everywhere. Like you said, 6 years of Arizona Storytellers Project. And,
yes.
And that was one of the first, I think, to start doing it.
Yes.
I wonder what you think is going on kind of in our culture that is drawing this out of us.
Well, a couple of things. The first is that we are hungry for community. And we're hungry for the kind of community that does not require, you know, drinks and bars and loud music and having to dress up or whatever in order to be entertained or to just kind of connect with each other. So that's the first thing I believe is happening. But the second is we are eager for a truth that is palatable. There's a, I guess it's a folk tale about truth going through the village, and it's and the mothers are grabbing their children and running in the house, and the men are laughing, and truth is decided, like, I'm just going to go off into the woods and be by myself because no one wants to hear me. And then truth meets story, and story dresses it up, and then it takes truth back into the village, and now people can hear the truth because it's now clothed in story, and we now realize that no one likes a naked truth. And so there's a way in which producing true first-person narrative nights of storytelling is a way of us acknowledging that truth and story has just been a rich opportunity for us to have community. And hearing those things that we crave and we desire, some insight into life and the universal truths and the experiences that we may not be courageous enough to name ourselves, but we will sit in the audience and we'll listen. We're like, hey, yeah, that's me, or I know that person, or I feel that, or I was not aware of that, and now I am aware, and now I know.
And I wonder, so this is also sort of an interesting time, I think, in American history, right?
Yes.
With this incredibly divisive political environment.
Yes.
Do you think that has to do with, it's interesting that you talked about building community in light of this really divided country that we have right now.
Yeah, I think that story is going to save us all, because we all have a story, and we all have a way of hearing. And I think that if we can come to not just sacred spaces, but safe spaces where it's not going to be a didactic rant about this thing or that thing or whatever, but it's a visit in your living room. And story becomes that way of bringing all of these different perspectives together and these different lived realities. It's not a homogenous group that's on the stage or in the audience. And yet we can all rally around the fact that, number one, we love being American. We love this country. And we all have very different experiences as Americans. And let's just kind of sit and Let's talk about it, or let's listen to it.
All right. Alexis Roan is a producer with the Storytellers Brand Studio, which is part of the USA Today network. Alexis, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.